On Thursday, August the 25th, several union organizations, along with the Vancouver and District Labor Council and other community groups, gathered together at Seymour in Georgia to support pickets at the TELUS building. That occurred between 5:30 and 6 p.m. I'm going to play for you some interviews that I did at the site, as well as some music by the Solidarity Notes. After that, we walked from Seymour in Georgia down to the corners of Georgia and Hamilton, where there we spoke with many supporting members of the same organizations who are supporting now the CBC picketers who are locked out. This program is dedicated to the locked out workers of the TELUS building and the locked out workers of the CBC. You're listening to Labor Radio on CJSF FM 90.1. I'm here with Bill Saunders, president of the Vancouver and District Labor Council. Hi, Bill. Why did you organize this rally today?
Well, we support the workers at TELUS, the Telecommunication Workers Union. They've been out on the street now. It's about 5 weeks. It's a pretty tough strike, and we felt that they needed some moral support. They needed to know that other people support them, and they're not on their own. That's one of the big issues in strikes is, you know, you start to feel a bit isolated. You need to know you have some support.
With that support, how many different unions do you think are represented here today?
There's a very good turnout of unions. I think, you know, we got 20 or 30 unions out here. We're probably going to get a couple hundred people for here for sure. And then we're going down to the CBC building to pick it down there because they're in close proximity down here downtown. So it's a support picket. That's what we're doing. We're not doing a big rally because we got a rally planned for Labor Day Monday, and we didn't want to detract from that organizing for that rally. So, you know, we're just hoping to get a couple hundred people down here, let these people know that we understand their issues and their strikes, and we're going to say a few words about that later.
So are you going to say a few words to Mr. Entwistle as well?
Yeah, you know, I think Darren Entwistle is showing an awful lot of arrogance and a lack of respect for his employees. You know, I think the people understand who delivers the service in a company, and it's not the management. The fact that they get all the benefits is one of the issues of this strike. It's a lockout.
That's right. With the CBC, you're going to be going over to the CBC building and supporting them. How important is the CBC to the Vancouver District Labor Council?
It's huge. I think it's important to everybody, Canadians, but it's particularly important to the labor movement because it's the only honest news source, I think, that's around. You know, the corporate media, of course, we understand how it's perverted by the advertising that sustains it. And we rely on the CBC as a source that Canadians trust for news and information. So, you know, we think it's extremely important that we support the people that produce that news and information.
Thanks, Bill, for this interview.
Thank you.
I'm with Fred Musen, president of the Hospital Employees Union. Fred, why is it important for HU to be out here supporting the locked-out workers at TELUS?
Well, I think it's very important that we're all in solidarity. Their issues are very similar to the issues we've been facing, contracting out, outsourcing, lack of job security. We lost over 8,000 members, and now the major disputes, that seems to be number one on the employer's agenda. So when TELUS talks about contracting out just a few jobs, don't believe it, and you can't believe management, people like Darren Entwistle. So we're all in solidarity, and it's all part of saving family-supporting jobs in Canada.
Are you going to be going over to the CBC support line as well right after this?
Oh, yeah, we'll be heading over there. I've also been there quite a bit, and it's really good to talk to the reporters. And it's amazing how much commonality there is between the disputes, because the issue there is also contracting out and second sourcing. And so it's very important, because with these multinational and these large corporations, no one union can win it alone. And so different unions forming bonds is imperative to get any justice and dignity for our communities.
Can I ask you a few questions about Sodexo? There's a laborstart.org email campaign going on for your employees that are represented by the HU with Sodexo. How is that working out?
The response on LaborStart has been absolutely excellent. It's very important that for multinationals that we have a very large response. So, for instance, we've been doing a lot of work with the unions in France, where Sodexo is headquartered. And also, LaborStart is international. So it tells the company they can't just hide their poor labor practices and their starvation wages in Vancouver or in British Columbia, that the world is watching and it's going to affect their operations everywhere. And so campaigns such as those assisted by LaborStart are fabulous. Great response.
It seems to me that there's a real common thread between the HEU, the TWU, and the CBC in the sense that contracting out has been a big part of what's been going on with their three organizations. Is that
how you see it.
Well, absolutely, and the government went, the provincial government went to the extreme with us back in 2002 by breaking a legal three-year contract so that they allowed unfettered contracting out. We'll be going to the Supreme Court of Canada next February on that very issue, which will be on the eve of our collective bargaining, but after 4 years, that case, and we're asking a lot of different unions to enjoin and get status at that hearing because the results of that Supreme Court hearing, as far as the ability to break contracts and contract out jobs, we say violates the charter in several areas, and so that will be absolutely instrumental for all working people in this country.
Very good. Thank you, Fred, for your time.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you very much, Sean.
I'm with Alison Crowell of the Public Service Alliance of Canada. She's out with the rest of the picketers at the TWU lockout line in front of the TELUS building. Can you tell me why you're out here supporting the TWU members?
Okay. Well, I walk by here every day, and the TWU is, this is something that they've been in contract negotiations for several years, and the employer is just not, I would say, negotiating in good faith. It looks like they're trying to break the union, so and I feel quite strongly that that's wrong, and that they're being really heavy-handed, and that they're trying to make the working conditions of people here like those of people in third world countries, and we don't want that. So,
great, thank you very much. I'm with Tony Zacharias, president of TWU Local 10. How are you doing, Tony?
I'm fine. How are you?
What do you think of all the support that's around you right now?
I think this is fabulous. This is it's wonderful to have all the sisters and brothers here. And I want to return the favor. We're going to go down to CBC later. And it's fabulous. I don't know what to say. I'm just very grateful that we got all this support.
How long have you been locked out for?
We've been locked out, I believe this is starting our sixth week.
Sixth week. And how has it been on the lines?
It's really good. There's a lot of solidarity. Actually, we've been locked out for a couple of months, but it was varying degrees of lockout. Like, first they started taking away our benefits, and, you know, they wouldn't, the company wouldn't deduct our union dues, and they escalated to the point where they were going to impose their collective agreement.
My information says you've been locked out that way since April, is that correct?
That's correct, yeah.
And since that time, have you been working to rule in the workplace before you were officially locked out?
Absolutely. We're working to rule. We're doing trying to do a really extra quality service for our customers, and not abandoning them to heartless machines and, you know, the typical, that's, TELUS is into that. Everything is internet, e-this, e-that, IVR systems, and we've been doing the best we can to keep the human element in it and trying to provide good service to our customers.
What about negotiations? Is there any plans for negotiations to start up?
I don't believe there is any at this time, but TELUS has never really negotiated with us. It's always been, like, right from day one, they've tried to impose a collective agreement on us, and we're trying to negotiate a collective agreement as per the CIRB rulings.
I was just wondering if there's any plans beyond today to go back to the table at all.
Well, let me show you the backside of my picket sign, and maybe you can read it out. It's, don't talk to us, talk to Bruce Bell. That's what we want the upper management of this company to know, that Bruce Bell is our president, and we want Darren Entwistle to get to back to the bargaining table with our president, and we're willing to bargain, and we want to go back to work and provide good service for our customers and keep jobs in Canada, keep our wages, our pay in this economy.
Great, thank you very much.
You're welcome, thank you. It's nice to meet you.
At the corner of Robson and Seymour is the executive entrance to the TELUS building. While I was doing interviews, I was basically shoved and pushed by scabbing TELUS workers who were going into the building to work for TELUS, and we were also blocking the entrance in a way against the better advice of the local TELUS union. And security guards were filming us, taping what was going on. At the same time, we had a beautiful sound erupting from the crowd. A group of Solidarity Notes choir members came to the picket line and serenaded us. Here is what they sounded like.
The race bar. us when morning work bells chime. Praise Him for chunks of overtime. Praise Him whose bloody wars we fight. Praise Him fat leash and perilous
sight.
Good Paul Martin, hear it.
Praise good Paul Martin, King at last. His bitter bridesmaid hears our hands. With glee he takes off his new job. Head mouthpiece for the mainstream mob.
Conrad Black.
Praise Conrad Black, who keeps us strong, who shows us how the rich go wrong, who proves the furious that is true, that crackpots can be assholes too.
Praise Georgie Bush.
Praise Georgie Bush, the man who said he'd take Bin Laden. They searched each Afghan by the way, but found him in the CIA.
Gordon Campbell, Superman.
Praise Gordon Campbell, Superman. He bends the truth with his bare hands, and then when he takes off his suit, you see the Fraser Institute. Amen.
Now we're going to go to Bill Saunders, who's speaking to the crowd in front of the TELUS building. We'll listen to what Bill has to say, and then we'll move on after that to the CBC picket line and cover from there.
For very many years. And we need to support them now because it's a difficult dispute that they're in, and it looks like it's going to be a long one. So there's a few things that you can do to help these people. Number one, if you've got those kind of services that are optional on your telephone, you should be getting rid of them now. They're the kinds of services that make a lot of money for these guys, and actually you don't really need them. Okay? So get rid of those kinds of services. That's call answering, call forwarding, all that kind of stuff. And if this dispute's going to go on for a little bit longer, then we may be looking at doing other things, and you should prepare for those kinds of things. If you're getting your internet service from TELUS, you might think about the time will come when you may be asked to change that provider. If you've got a mobile phone from TELUS, there may come a time when you're going to be asked to change the provider. We're going to ask the TW to speak a bit more about that. But for our part, for the people that are supporters, for other unions, for people in the community, the most important thing you can do is show public support. It's very easy to get demoralized on a picket line that goes on day in and day out. That's why we're here today, and we ask you that if you would show up on the picket line from time to time to express solidarity with these workers, to adopt resolutions in your locals that support these workers, and to write to the CRTC, write to the TELUS management, and express your opinion about what you think of their lack of service at the same time that they're collecting your fees. So these are the kinds of things that we can concretely do to help, and we ought to do that. Now, before we're going to move on, this is just a support picket. It's not a rally. The big rally is on Labor Day Monday, and it's up at the Boot at Swangard Stadium, and we really hope that you come out for that. It's very, very important that this year on Labor Day that we not have a quiet Labor Day. Okay? Disputes in this province right now. Workers need to show the kind of ironclad solidarity that's going to help win these disputes. So that means coming out to this rally on Monday. But to tell us a bit more about what TW needs and wants, I'm going to ask Bruce Bell, he's the president of Telecommunication Workers, to come up.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thanks for being here. As Bill has said, this is a solidarity picket line, and that's what we need. We need the solidarity. What's going on in Canada here, starting here on the West Coast, is shameful, isn't it? Shame on this country. That's easy. That's easy to see, and that's easy to say. Shame on this company for what they're doing coming in here. They're trying to break this union and trying to break the labor movement, and we won't let them do that, will we?
No!
No, we won't. So just look at TELUS's actions after 4.5 years. They never wanted to bargain a collective agreement. Never came to the table and bargained. But they're being told to get back to the table, and get back to the table they will be doing. But we want to go there with a special mediator, because there's no bargaining with this company unless we have one. We plan to do that, and that should be in probably the early to mid-September. That'll be the plans. Get back to the table, get the best agreement that we can, and bring it out to the membership, most of you folks, for a vote. So we need your solidarity. We need your ongoing solidarity, and that's what wins the day. So Bill has talked about the rally. We need lots of people to come out. It'll be right in front of the booth, 12 o'clock, September the 5th. Be there for the CBC workers. Be there for the Cominco workers. Be there for the TELUS workers. We'll all be there together. So. So mark that on your calendar. Don't forget about it. It lasts about an hour. We hope to have some, just a few speakers of 5 or 6. We'll have a bit of music, and then we'll go off to the Labor Day picnic. Starts at about 1:30. So, hope to see you all there, and I think we're going to be heading down the street, are we?
Yep, let's move in an organized manner.
Then we went to the CBC building to support the Canadian Media Guild in their struggle to get a decent contract. And I'm going to speak now with several members of supporting unions and organizations that were supporting this Canadian Media Guild in front of the CBC building.
I'm with Joe Barrett. He's a researcher with the Building Trades Council. Joe, why are you out here supporting the CBC locked out workers?
Well, I mean, their struggle is our struggle. We've already seen some in these injunctions that have been put that severe restrictions on where they can picket. They have to be 3 meters away from any driveway. So these injunctions will have an impact on all trade unions.
I notice we're standing in a driveway. How does that make you feel?
Well, I guess this is the CBC. I don't know if there's anything actually happening in that building there. It seems to be a lot less tense over here than over at the TELUS building. I guess that was maybe because, I mean, for instance, they were filming us the whole time we were over at the TELUS building. And there were people going in and out, like the scabs were going in and out. Here, I mean, there just hasn't been any action, but I'm told that the security firms have just been even provoking incidents at the TELUS strike, so it must be a much harder struggle for them.
Yeah, so how does that make you feel as a worker?
Well, I mean, today it's them, tomorrow it's us. If we don't stick together, I think Tommy Douglas said it best long ago, if we don't hang together, we'll hang separately.
That's a great comment to end with. Thank you very much, Joe.
You're welcome, yeah.
I'm with Lily Longcar, and she's from the Anti-Poverty Committee. Lily, why is the Anti-Poverty Committee interested in these lockouts, the TWU and CBC lockouts?
I think the Anti-Poverty Committee understands that when unionized workers' rights are degraded and unionized workers are stomped by corporations, that lowers wages and that lowers rights for all workers.
Okay.
And then we help. The Anti-Poverty Committee fights for the struggles of all workers. Low-wage workings campaign is one of our campaigns, but we understand the connection. So we support any worker struggle.
Right. So I guess it would fall under the lines of, since they're fighting to keep their jobs indeterminate or permanent jobs as opposed to contract jobs, how does that look to the Anti-Poverty Committee? Would you prefer more indeterminate permanent jobs or more contract?
Of course. Everybody wants job security. Everybody should have job security. Everybody wants good paying jobs. Everybody should have good paying jobs. Everybody. So when you support these struggles, you ensure that more people have good paying union jobs, not contracted out jobs, not temporary jobs, not low-wage jobs, not non-union jobs, which is what this is what the corporations, whether they be corporations like the CBC or corporations like TELUS, want. So this we see the APC sees this very much as part of the struggle that all working people should be a part of, regardless of whether they're union, non-union, high-wage, low-wage. It's all the same. We're all in the same boat. We're all fighting the same people.
All right. Thank you very much for your comments.
You're welcome.
I'm with Paul Farrell. He's the president of QP Local 15. Paul, why are you out here supporting the CBC locked out workers?
Well, this issue affects basically all Canadians, and I think you know the CBC is the public's news vehicle, and what's happening here is absolutely disgusting. It's unbelievable that you know the people who actually deliver this valuable news service to Canadians is the employer is treating the staff absolutely disgusting. And the labor movement certainly has a role to say we're not going to tolerate this, and we represent 5,000 workers, and we're certainly going to do everything we can to offer our solidarity to our brothers and sisters here out in the line.
How does this dispute affect QP15 employees?
Well, it doesn't direct us doesn't affect us directly, but when we see an injustice that's happening here and the way that any worker is being treated, we're going to do our best to facilitate a positive resolution. So we'll do whatever we can to ensure that these folks get a fair, decent collective agreement that they're entitled to.
It looks, I'm just making an editorial comment here, that locking out workers seems to be the order of the day, and that contracting out also seems to be the order of the day. Is QP at all worried about them becoming the next victim of contracting out?
Well, contracting out affects all workers, and it's just a stemming out of the whole right wing agenda. And QP is a strong advocate for we're fighting contracting out everywhere we can, and it's an issue that we really need to fight because we believe in strong communities, and in order to have strong communities, you need to have strong publicly run, publicly funded support. Systems in place, and by contracting out to American companies or multinational companies doesn't help the communities, it hurts the communities. So that's our vision in QP.
Of all things, we're talking to Chief of PAC, who's the president of the Simon Fraser Student Society, and he's out here supporting the CBC locked out workers, and he was over at the TWU building supporting the locked out workers there. Chief, what is the Student Society doing?
Well, as a progressive student society, we feel that it's our responsibility to show support for workers who are only demanding what they deserve, which is a better wage and better conditions of service. So the Student Society's board yesterday passed a motion obliging us to come out and show support and to write formally to let the government of Canada know that the 26,000 students of SFU are standing in solidarity with the workers of TELUS and CBC who have been locked out.
So what actions are the Student Society planning besides that?
What we are going to do is to come out to the rally on Labor Day, and we are going to have our banner as well. We are going to be asking our members to write to their MPs, to the Prime Minister, and to all of the people in power who have the ability to put the pressure on the management of these organizations to sit down with the workers and negotiate what is acceptable for every decent human being. So we are going to do what we can in terms of advocating and serving as the mouthpiece of these workers to let more people know that this is happening and it's wrong, and that the workers deserve to be listened to and to be giving what they deserve.
Why should the students be supporting locked out workers?
Oh, many reasons. To begin with, those workers are our parents. They are our sisters and brothers. They are our aunts and uncles. So whatever affects them eventually affects us. And in these days of high tuition, let's say direct connection, if our parents and brothers and sisters and uncles cannot get a decent wage, how are we supposed to be able to pay for our education? So we see this as just one other piece of the big puzzle. It is all connected. We have to connect the dots. And we see the connection between the interests of workers and our ability to have a decent, quality, affordable higher education.
What do students have to gain from supporting locked-out workers, and how do they support them?
Well, students have a lot to gain. To begin with, it serves as a way for them to get to know the issues that are affecting and are plaguing our society today. The reason why we go to school is to educate ourselves and identify the problems wrong with our society so we can help correct those. And so from an academic point of view, that alone in itself is a reason why students should take an interest. Now you have to look at the humanitarian aspect. Every human being deserves a decent life. And so it would be naive for students not to care about workers who are being mistreated and not being and not being given the opportunity to sit down at a table and negotiate a good contract. So from my perspective, we are obliged to support the workers.
Is this just another tenet of the students supporting a more global action? Are the student societies now going to be looking more outward than inward in the past?
Well, I think we have to do it both. As much as we are obliged to look at the interests of our members within our campus, we cannot deny the fact that we are part of a bigger global community. So we have to look at it from inside and outside. So we'll do what we have to do on our campus. But if we have to come out and show support for workers who have been locked out, we will be doing that, and that's why I'm here today.
All right. Thanks, Apak. You've been really great to interview, and I hope to see you around the station sometime soon.
It's my pleasure, and I like your show. I think it's a very good show, and keep your good work going.
Thanks, Apak.
The Solidarity Notes also performed in front of the CBC building. Let's listen to what they sang to the crowd there.
Different than you, we work hard to feed our families.
You're sure it's very simple. It simply is your due. Just hold your tongue and sweetly smile, we surely cannot fail. Yes, hold your tongue and sweetly smile, and justice will prevail. Oh, put it on the ground, spread it all around, dig it with the hoe, it will make your garden grow.
Finally, we'll end with the speech given by Bill Saunders, who is the president of the Vancouver and District Labor Council, as he spoke to everybody who was supporting the Canadian Media Guild, as well as the Canadian Media Guild picketers, in front of the CBC building at Georgia and Hamilton.
They wanted to tell us down here, one at CBC, and these are both unions that are in the federal jurisdiction. And the employers are on the offensive in this jurisdiction, and there's some pretty good reasons why that is. I mean, there's particular aspects to it. But one of the big problems here is that the Canadian Labor Relations Board is not doing their job. They're not doing the job of enforcing the contract provisions and doing it in a way that's a timely way. This Canadian Media Guild has a case outstanding in front of the Canadian Labor Relations Board that stems from 1999.
Shame.
Shame! You know, the TWU has a case pending that's 2 years waiting for a decision. With this kind of enforcement, the management of these companies feel that they can just get away with bloody murder, and that's why they're on the offensive against these unions. So there's some things that we really need to do in order to support them. We've made a list, four easy things that the average supporter can do to support the Canadian Media Guild and the workers at the CBC. First, you should be informed of the issues in this dispute. It's important that you know what's going on because you need to talk to other people about this dispute, and you need to talk about it in a knowledgeable way. So we suggest that you go to the Canadian Media Guild website. It's on this flyer, or you can get it off the Labor Council website. You can just go to, well, it's a big long address, I'm not going to give it to you. But go to that website and keep abreast of what's going on here. There'll be bulletins and etc. You need to pass a resolution in your local or your organization that says that you support these workers, okay? And that your organization is going to give them solidarity, and write a letter to that effect. Send it to the minister in charge of the CBC and make sure that the Canadian Media Guild gets a copy of it. Write a letter to your MP supporting the striking Canadian Media Guild workers. And most importantly, tell your MP that you value the CBC. Tell your MP that you value the CBC. You know, they need to fund the CBC properly.
Yeah.
They've been cutting off the money to this organization and strangling it for years, and it leads management to do the kinds of things that we're suffering under now. Okay? We need to come to this picket line every so often to let these workers know that this, in this dispute, they're not alone. The vast majority of Canadians stand with these workers in this dispute because we know who produces the quality programming that we love. And we love the CBC. The CBC is a national treasure. You know, I know that everybody says it, but it's at times like this where we really have to show it. And we have to show what counts. It's not the, the eggheads up here in CBC management that produce all that stuff that we love. Because it is the source of news and information that Canadians do trust. The CBC, it's a non-corporate source of news and information. And it's very important to us. And it's important that these workers have job security, because they're the ones who produce that. And we don't want them influenced. We want them to be objective. We want them to feel that they can say the way it is and tell us the truth about what's going on in the world, because there's so very little of it going on in the mass media. Okay? We need this stuff. So we need to defend them now. So do what you can. Thank you very much for coming today. And we hope we see you again when we call another support picket or whatever's necessary. Come to the rally on Monday, by the way.
We will.
Thank you.
There you have it. That was the one-hour support picket with interviews, speeches, and singing. That came from downtown Vancouver, right around the areas of Georgia and Hamilton to Robson and Seymour, all the way around that huge 2-3 block area. There is a lot of picketing action going down there because of the locked-out workers, and we certainly support them. The labor movement supports them, and I support them. And that's why I broadcast this show for you. You're listening to Labor Radio on CJSF FM 90.1, 93.9 Cable FM, and on the internet at www.cjsf.ca. And I'm Shane Polak.
Close ranks on the picket line. Yes, close ranks on the picket line.